You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Father's Quilt. It's good to be with you this afternoon. Brothers and sisters, here is a prayer for those of us who might feel in times of despair. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, I know I am close to despair. I feel so tempted to give up, to withdraw from life and religion, and let the world simply carry me along. Everything seems so meaningless, and nothing appeals to my better instincts. Help me to remember that Jesus gave meaning to everything in the world. Remind me that no matter what I may endure now, an unending joy awaits me in the future, if I but cling tightly to you and your Son Jesus in the unity of the Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there was a survey done a while ago, and people were asked, you know, what would be the top three stressors that you would have that you would consider a personal struggle for yourself personally. And they found number one was the feeling of being overwhelmed or sort of out of balance. And number two was the feeling effects of stress and anxiety. And number three was wanting a more productive prayer life. Well, the first two responses, feeling overwhelmed and effects of stress and anxiety, are actually closely related. They're considered two parts of the same struggle. Feeling overwhelmed or out of balance long enough, and then you'll have to fight hard against the effects of stress and anxiety. Well, we know that that isn't good. So one of the things we do know, brothers and sisters, is that you have to put on what we call from Scripture the armor of God, right? You have to put on the armor of God and to develop a more productive prayer life. Stress, we know, is universal. It's part of the human condition. If you can breathe, you're a target. Stress and all its relatives, you know, anxiety, tension, fear, you know, all of it brings a lot of physical damage to a person, right? And if you're not keeping check on yourself, it can also damage your relationships with your family, your friends, and coworkers, right? So definitely stress is a very serious issue. And it affects, I mean, even physically, it'll affect different parts of your body as well, including like your shoulder, your neck, even your abdominal muscles, your digestion, your behaviors, and there becomes a chemical imbalance in your body. So we know, brothers and sisters, that, you know, we are all trying to become more patient, more merciful, and become a much kinder person. The type of person that you would like to be with and work with, right? But unfortunately, stress doesn't differentiate between the personal and the professional. And so if you're having troubles at work, it ends up coming at home. Or if it's troubles at home, it ends up affecting work. It seems to just go hand in hand. But you know what? God doesn't want anyone to suffer. Okay, he doesn't want you or I to suffer like that just for the sake of suffering. He permits life stressors to be a means of a ways to get close to him. That's how, you know, he knows our personal crosses, what they are and how heavy they are. He knows what they are. and he's walking alongside us, and he ensures that our pain is not in vain. You're in the Catholic tradition, this is known as redemptive suffering. So the next time you're faced with a crisis, remind yourself, God is here, and he will not give me more than I can handle. God is with you. God provides a peace that is not of this world, brothers and sisters. It's like somebody, you know, when they officially open a building or a place and they have the ribbon and the big scissors and they cut the ribbon. Well, that imagine that your life, well, not as thin as a ribbon, but a long rope, and you cut that and you break it. You break it in half. You cut it in half. And that's exactly what happens when you bring your life and you feel the overwhelming sense of peace that comes through the Holy Spirit, and in this freedom that you'll experience. It is like no other. It'll make you feel like crying because you can't believe the joy you're feeling. You can't believe that you were such an unhappy person before or such a worrisome person that your chains are finally broken. It takes time, brothers and sisters. It's not instantaneous. I sure don't want to come across like, boom, they're done. But I will tell you that through prayer and coming to the cross will help you break those chains, right? So remember the thoughts you have, those negative thoughts about yourself or about things in life. Guess what? They're just thoughts. They're not all your thoughts, right? They're just thoughts. And you have to remember that some of those thoughts are given to us, are sent to us by the evil one. They're not sent to us by God, all right? So you have to hold on to hope, especially when you feel your life is out of control. So start in the morning. Next tomorrow morning, start off your day with a morning prayer. It doesn't have to be from a book. It doesn't have to be from the Bible. Mind you, you could read a beautiful psalm. That's prayer, right? And come from the heart. If you just give your words to the Lord, offer your day to the Lord. Share a prayer from your heart. And maybe even put a little prayer card somewhere in your home where you or in your car or on your dashboard there in your car, and that you can remind you, you know, God is with me. He is with me all the time. Oh, Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all our associates, and in particular, for the intentions of our Holy Father. So next time, brothers and sisters, if you have children, a family, remember to, or if you live alone, remember to offer grace before a meal, right? And here is that lovely little prayer. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And then follow it, precede it, and follow it by a sign of the cross, by the sign of the cross. So family prayer, and as Catholics, we need to be spiritually fed through the sacraments. And if you can make time, go out to Mass on Sundays, holy days, and if you can, go out during the week, if you can, brothers and sisters. And the sacrament of penance and reconciliation is a beautiful gift when you need more graces and tremendous help in your personal life. Right? Spend time in silence, brothers and sisters. Spend time in quiet. When you take time out of your busy life, you're better able to hear the voice of our Lord. And so consider reading the daily scriptures that you'll find either in the, I've got the Novalis, Living with Christ, you know, but I'm sure you can find whatever you need to find for the daily scriptures. And it's good to read those. Allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Brothers and sisters, you will find rest for yourselves if you read, let's say, Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So I'm sure on internet you've seen Father Schmidt, and he says to kill the anxiety when you're feeling overwhelmed is that you just act. Action is how you end up getting things done. When you choose to nap, your laundry list of chores is still waiting for you. But when you act, you are one step closer to your goals. Sometimes when people want to act, though, they find that they aren't able to face their tasks. What if everything isn't perfect? Well, people are so paralyzed by this notion of perfect. The house has to look perfect. The bedrooms have to look tidy. Everything. You know, there's also something called obsessive compulsive, where your mind just cannot rest till it's all in order. Well, guess what? Life just isn't perfect, brothers and sisters. Done is better than perfect. So only God is perfect. Only God is perfect, not Supermom. You should always try to do your best, but remember to try and find a balance with the reality that you're not able to be as perfect as God, right? You're not going to be, right? So then Father Schmidt directs us to St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, right? Now that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Listen, here it comes. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Well, talk to God, brothers and sisters. And then, if you can, memorize the Serenity Prayer so that in times of need, you actually will find peace. And you might be saying, what is the Serenity Prayer? Here it is here. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right, if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. So yes, feeling overwhelmed is a real thing. It's not a made-up thought, right? It's here, it's now, and we all face that struggle at times. But God's word has much more to tell you. God's word is important. So do not be anxious. In Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. How many times do we go to the Lord with a list? Please help me with this and this. Oh my gosh. I was saying my rosary last night with our group. And I remember she says, okay, here is a moment to give your intentions to the Lord. And as I sat there silently, eyes closed, and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I shared with the Lord my list, my own list. My own brother who might have West Nile virus. He also may have Lyme's disease. And through antibiotics, he's feeling a lot better. But, you know, blood tests will soon reveal, hopefully, that he is free from all of it and that he's gotten rid of it. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, that was just one intention. And then the healing for my brother, and then the healing. My mom has stomach trouble. Oh my gosh, I could go on and on. And that's exactly what I did. And there are times like that, brothers and sisters, that we do. We do comfort. We come with a list, right? But God wants us to share our hearts and cry to him. He wants us to come to him. He knows. It's the naming. You see, it's naming the things that God has done for us as well, that are important when we pray. It's not just listing everything and all the things that we want, but it's also thanking him for all the things he's done and all the things he's going to do, and the healing, the blessings, the peace, the lessening of anxiety. Brothers and sisters, no peace can come to you unless you come to the Lord, and you cannot get it yourself, and you can't You can't work on this on your own. It is been fed to you from various sources. It's been fed to you through various sources, and it comes to you through different ways. But let me tell you, you can free yourself from these bonds, these chains, these strongholds, okay? You can free yourself from this if you come to Christ and let it go and turn it off. So as soon as the negative thought comes in your mind, you rebuke it and get rid of it. And you know, it's, I must tell you, it's like imagining you brought in a goat into your house. And you're looking at the goat and you're saying, oh my gosh, what? Why is this thing here? Get rid of it. I don't want this thing here. It doesn't belong here. I want it out. That's exactly how you work with the negative thoughts. They don't belong there. They don't belong in your mind. And you can get rid of them through Christ. You can get rid of them. You make a decision and you're firm about it. And you say, enough. I've had enough of being a victim. I don't want to be a victim anymore. Hand over the thing that keeps you awake at night. Hand it over to God. Cast your cares, as it says, cast your cares onto God. All right, I know it's much harder to actually take hold of your worry and throw it down at the feet of Jesus. But this is what we're told in Scripture. So when you go to bed tonight, and you rest your head on your pillow tonight, and when those worries begin to, whatever it is about this or that, you take that care immediately to God in prayer. And if you're going through your day and all of a sudden your heart starts to beat a little faster and you're thinking, oh, it's my blood pressure, it's my heart, you know, whatever it may, you may feel that anxiety creeps up on you and you get worked up. Well, that's the moment. Again, hand it over to God and give it over to him, and he will bring you peace. I am telling you, remember this. God is our strength, is our refuge and strength, a very present in trouble, a very present help in trouble. Did I say a very present trouble? Oh my goodness. A very present help in trouble. Psalm 46. Okay, brothers and sisters, you know, one of the first thing that comes to mind when bad things happen in our lives, we say, oh my gosh, where's God? Where are you, Lord? All right. And maybe you have more faith than I do, but oftentimes you just can't wrap your mind around, why do terrible tragedies have to happen to me again? Right? This verse gives us the reminder that God is right there in the middle of the mess. He sees our mess and he knows the details and he wants to carry us through it, even though we don't understand it. And it says in Psalm 61, from the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. It's one thing to know that God is faithful and able to give you peace. It's an entirely different thing to obey God and to follow his lead when we are overwhelmed, that we feel paralyzed. And when we are in that difficult place and our hearts are faint, that's when we take to God's lead and follow where he is leading. It's not time to hide or pause everything in your life. This is the time to move forward in faith. Nothing is impossible with God, brothers and sisters. Nothing is impossible with God. I've said it over and over again. God is in the miracle business. And you think, oh, but not for me. Only from what I hear about other people. Believe me, brothers and sisters, God can work wonders. Okay? He can work wonders with you. You'd be amazed. God is an awesome God. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. He's reassuring us over and over again. How much clearer can he be? That the fear that we feel at times, it's not from the Lord. It's coming from the evil one. And worry and fear is a sin. It's a sin because we're saying, oh, I don't really trust you, God. I really don't. Well, yeah, there's a God. Yeah, I know, but I'm so afraid. But no, that doesn't go in the same sentence. If you trust in the Lord, you will not have fear. you will not have it because you know that God is taking care of it. You know that He knows what's ahead of you. He knows what you've been through. He knows what you're going through. He's right there with you every step of the way. You know, brothers and sisters, the whole world is searching for peace in any form, whether it's through marijuana, through drugs, through whatever meditation, whatever they can find. Even believers sometimes buy into that idea that peace can be manipulated and manufactured through self-care and entertainment. And while those things can offer rest and fun and refreshment, soul peace from the soul comes from one place, the person of Jesus Christ. When we continue to seek peace the world's way, we will continue to be overwhelmed with trying to figure out the right balance between work and play, fun and games. Peace isn't found in what we do or don't do. Peace is a person named Jesus. Either we know Him and we have peace, or we don't. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. In today's culture, our lives are seen and shared more than ever before. It's crazy. I can't believe Facebook. I cannot believe it. I try not to watch Facebook too much. It's just too ridiculous. With one photo, we can portray our lives as perfect or give the illusion of the ultimate experience. On the other extreme, we can air out our dirty laundry and enter into conversations that steal joy and overwhelm our minds. And when we remember our ultimate purpose in life, which is to glorify God, we will set aside the desire to be seen and the comparison to be known. We will stay quiet when God says to stay quiet. And we will speak truth in love when God says to speak. The best way to avoid the overwhelming feeling of being accepted or finding purpose in this life is doing everything for God's glory, not our own. Being overwhelmed isn't new, and it isn't going away anytime soon. It is a tool of the enemy. Again, it is a tool of the enemy to get you distracted from the mission of your life. So you choose one of the verses that I've gone over with you and claim it over the thing in your life that's causing you to feel overwhelmed. I promise God's word is more powerful than your circumstances, brothers and sisters. So, just checking my time here. We're doing good. So, my friends, the serenity prayer, talking to God, offering up your day first thing in the morning, are all ways to help yourself. Observing the sacraments, getting to church, getting to Mass is really a step in the right direction, right? I know you're struggling. Believe me, brothers and sisters, I have struggled for a good long time, and I wish I had had this broadcast myself when I was much younger and going through some very challenging times in my life. And still, it's not like my life is all scot-free and it's without. Those challenges do come, but we can be brave and we can be courageous and we can wait patiently for the Lord, and we can see that the Lord's goodness will come through and it'll be here right beside you in this land of the living. So you can see, brothers and sisters, that you don't need to feel out of control. You don't need to feel overwhelmed. This is a lot of this comes from the evil one through thoughts and then feelings and then the emotions and all, as I said, about the relatives, you know, the fear and the anxiety and the depression. I am not saying stop your medication, don't see a therapist, don't go. No, 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 I am not saying that. But I am saying this, that the thoughts that you have, brothers and sisters, are just that. It's just a thought. And you can get rid of it. You can flush it down the toilet. You can flush it as quickly as it comes. So imagine you're flushing it, getting rid of it, because it's not coming from God. The evil things that come from the evil one are everything that take you away from the Lord and to make you feel miserable, to make you feel unhappy, to make you feel insecure about yourself. There is nothing wrong with you. You are perfect in God's eyes. God made you. It's not a chance. He didn't roll the dice and say, well, she has blue eyes, but she has blonde hair, or she has brown hair, or she's going to be like this. No, you are perfect. You are perfect. God loves you. He tremendously loves you more than you can ever imagine. And so, brothers and sisters, be happy. Know that God loves you and is watching over you. Let it go and trust Him. Trust Him. Just, you don't need to put Him to the test. You can trust Him. He is good for His word. He's going to tell you exactly what where you're supposed to go. And how will you know? Well, you'll know because doors will open or doors won't open for you because that's not the direction you're supposed to go. And when you start accepting things and loving yourself, that you are a child of God, that you are a daughter, that you're a son, and you are so loved by our Father. If you are a parent and you have children, that moment when that baby came into your arms, you thought you won the lottery. Well, brothers and sisters, our God loves each and every one of us. He doesn't care. He loves us all. No matter what color we come from, no matter what size we are, doesn't matter from what job we have, He doesn't care. Those are not important to Him. He made you, and you have a mission. You are to serve the Lord. Trust Him and just say, you know, Father, I trust You. I trust You, Lord. I know that You're going to help me. I know that I'm not alone. And so, brothers and sisters, I hope that you gain strength today. Be strong in the Lord because He is with you every step of the way. God is always in control in your life and in mine. God bless you and see you next time. Bye for now.
I've got no bye.